Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Joe Khalil joins us again, the Washington, D.C. correspondent for News Nation, who on January 6th was there covering the storming of the Capitol. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Hey, good to be with you. Long time, John.
Yeah, I'll never forget that day and your electric coverage of it. But this indictment against the president is not so much about the storming of the Capitol, but rather the conspiracy with people like Rudy Giuliani and others to actually not recognize the results of the election, correct?
Yeah, it doesn't focus so much on the actual day of January 6th and the violence. Some people thought that it might, that maybe the crux of the allegations against former President Trump would be that he incited this crowd. Really what it is focuses on the period before January 6th, the weeks and months after the election day and before January 6th, and President Trump's role in facilitating and moving forward a lot of the false claims about the election being stolen, and then being a part of the plans to overturn it. That's where the illegality comes in, is that Jack Smith alleges in this indictment that Trump played a very key role in trying to facilitate, you know, the moving forward with certain plans, whether it was the fake electors or pressuring Mike Pence or trying to, you know, instill his own new attorney general that might overturn illegally the election results. So that's where the bulk of this lies.
Notably, the indictment does say that the president could not like it. He could even not believe it. And he could even lie about it if he chose to. That's all permissible. That's either First Amendment or it's the human reaction of a person who doesn't want to believe the truth. But maybe none of those are crimes or not crimes that they're trying to prosecute here. Rather, it was the conspiracy with others to overturn the results, hence why it's pre-January 6th largely. I just wanted to read the first sentence in paragraph one. The defendant, Donald Trump, was the 45th president of the United States and a candidate for re-election. Paragraph two, despite having lost, the defendant was determined to remain in power. And then you get 45 pages of these schemes. And so while the president himself did not storm the Capitol, and he didn't say, hey, violently charge into the halls of Congress or the congressional proceeding, the very fact that he and Rudy Giuliani and Eastman and the rest of them, Sidney Powell, were trading notes and talking about this, that's the crime. Do I understand correctly?
Yeah, you got it right. And so I think Jack Smith lays out, he tries to make it very clear, look, the president coming out and saying, I won, is not illegal. He is legally allowed to lie about the election results. He is legally allowed to tweet, you know, whatever he wanted to tweet, whether it be false or not. But yeah, Jack Smith lays out, you know, very carefully in the next, you know, 40 pages or so, the illegal part of this is scheming to try to prevent Joe Biden from legitimately taking office. And so you've got a couple of different ways, right? There was this, you know, plot to create this alternate slate of electors where states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, you know, Georgia and others, New Mexico, they lawfully found, okay, their popular vote was won by Joe Biden. So our electors that we are going to send to Congress are going to be Joe Biden's electors. And this scheme to try to, you know, replace them with Trump electors was illegal. Planning that scheme, actually taking steps to move that scheme forward, is illegal. And so you've got people like Rudy Giuliani and former attorney John Eastman and President Trump himself involved in planning those kinds of things. And that wasn't the only plot. You know, there was also pressuring state officials, pressuring people in Georgia and in Michigan to overturn the election and to say Joe Biden actually didn't win, when we know all of the votes very clearly indicate that he did. So those are the things that are illegal. And again, Jack Smith very clearly lays out, you know, specific conversations, notes that were taken, In some cases, these are things we already knew. If you follow the January 6th hearings, those really in detail laid out a lot of what's in this indictment already. But Jack Smith, the special counsel here, does add some new bits of information that we hadn't seen before that sort of build on that case. And he lays out four specific crimes that he says all of this activity falls under.
Our Chicago take today on the indictment yesterday, sponsored by HaggertyAutoGroup.com, anticipating that the president, we just have a minute or so here, and I want you to talk about the judge in this case. But having said what you said, I wanted to also mention this, that perhaps anticipating that the president's defense is going to be, well, I was just given bad advice. My attorney said that I had won, and here is a path to the truth. And while they do seem to be leaning into that on statements the president has previously made, this indictment addresses that, and it says that you didn't know or that you were given bad advice is not a defense, particularly since it is clear by these charges anyway that he did know the truth.
Yeah.
The judge in this case, just give me the elevator speech on her.
So she is somebody who has actually handled January 6th cases before. Her name is Tanya Chutkan. She's from Jamaica, appointed by Obama to be on the bench. She's handed down pretty harsh sentences of January 6th rioters. She also, back when Trump was trying to block the January 6th committee in Congress from getting all of his White House records, she was the judge that said, no, you have to hand these over. Executive privilege, as Trump was claiming he had, she says, doesn't apply to you once you leave the White House. So that was a really big ruling that, it sort of on the side of this case already. And she had this pretty famous now quote where she wrote in that ruling, presidents are not kings, and the plaintiff is not president. So that is Judge Tanya Chutkan, and she's going to be presiding over this case.
Joe Khalil is the Washington, D.C. correspondent for News Nation. Okay, Joe, not our last conversation. Thank you for your time today.
Anytime, John.